The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And then to say just a few words about the mindfulness practice today, that sometimes it's nice to choose an attitude with which to be mindful as a little bit as an antidote for whatever antidote you hauled with you when you're doing the practice, and which may not be so supportive. And a very nice attitude is one of generosity as we practice. And it's generosity is one of the cardinal virtue of Buddhism. Buddhist practice is often practiced together with a lot of generosity. And there's a saying that if you can't meditate, be generous. Generosity is that powerful. It's kind of almost comparable to meditation if you do it well and carefully. But to be generous with your attention as you're meditating. So when you're sitting in meditation, or if you're doing walking meditation, we're using our attention. That's the kind of the medium of how the practice is unfolding. And people can have a lot of attitudes in that medium, in that applying of attention. They can be in a hurry to get someplace quickly in their meditation. They could be greedy for some kind of nice, good states. They could be hesitant and indifferent to the whole enterprise and barely here. They'd rather just fantasy and kind of know it's a good idea to be present and kind of come back. There could be attitudes of, I'm not good enough for this, or it's just too hard for me, or you know, I'm way better than this. You know, and this is probably too simplistic what we do here. And, you know, so there's all kinds of attitudes we bring that come into play that a little bit make it harder to have just a simple, clear, direct contact with our experience in the present moment. So in relationship to generosity, we have an expression in English, giving our attention. And I love this expression because attention is a very precious phenomena. And to think of it, the attitude to have is that you're offering something to yourself. You're offering something to whatever you're attending to, whatever you're bringing attention to, you're offering something. Attention is actually quite powerful. And so to offer this phenomenal capacity you have to whatever it is that needs your attention in the present moment. So if you're focusing on the breathing as you sit in meditation, don't just do it dutifully, don't just do it as a rote exercise, but see if you can bring some quality of it being a generous act, a caring act. And okay, and then the attention feels more like it can, if you feel it well enough, the generosity, can come from a feeling of abundance. Oh yeah, I have something wonderful here to offer. And let me kind of open and let this come forth, my generosity, to my breathing or to my body. Or as I'm doing walking meditation, let my generosity come into my body so I can really feel and experience this body moving. So it's so that the attitude is one that's open, offering something, present, has a gift to give, comes from maybe a feeling of abundance rather than a feeling of scarcity, feeling from a feeling of abundance rather than I'm not good enough or I don't have anything to give. But you do have something to give. You have your attention, and attention counts. So you might, as you go through the day, see if you can experiment with this and see if the idea of generosity to your body breathing, or generosity of feet walking, or generosity to the sounds that are happening in the room or outside that come along, or if you have strong emotions coming up and you're going to bring attention to that, then you're offering a generous attention. You kind of like you open up to be generously see what's there. You open the door and kind of take a good look. Okay, step forward and meet it with this generosity. So let your attention be the gift that you give this morning. Whatever your attention lands on, see if it can be a gift. Thank you.